Welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. 欢迎来到圆桌议事 Roundtable 的词汇小百科栏目。And this week we are going to talk about the word lip sync.
Yeah, lip sync. So actually, lip sync can be spelled a few different ways. Obviously, L-I-P is the first. The second word, sync, can be spelled with an H or without an H. So it can be S-Y-N-C-H or just S-Y-N-C.
That's right. Lip 肯定就是嘴唇的意思了。Sync 呢，不管是 S-Y-N-C 呢，还是 S-Y-N-C-H 呢，都是同步。It's derived from the word synchronization, right?
Exactly. And interestingly enough, lip syncing is actually a technical term for matching lip movements with sung or spoken vocals. And so this can be applied not just to music, as we know with the Spring Festival Gala, but it's also used quite extensively in film production, dubbing of foreign language films. Also, for all you gamers out there, it's also used in strategy video games, especially during the cutscenes, when you have to sync the movement of the lips of the cartoon characters with the actors' voices.
That's interesting. Lip sync 并不一定是指假唱，其实只是对口型的意思，所以说 lip sync 还有可能在电影后期制作的时候，或者是给外国的影片配音的时候，也可以进行对口型，也就是 lip sync。并且在某些游戏里面，当游戏中的人物说话的时候，也需要对口型 lip sync。
So there's been a bit of a controversy here in China with the singer from the Spring Festival Gala, the singer Da Jiawei, and so he's been criticized for some of his comments, but also for lip syncing. And interestingly enough, I thought that in the U.S. it wasn't very common, but as it turns out, lip syncing is not as uncommon as you might think. So for example, Michael Jackson, in his 1983 performance on the television special Motown 25, when he sung Billie Jean, that was in fact also lip synced.
对口型演唱这件事情可不光是在中国才有，其实在美国也有很多著名的歌手也曾经这么做过，比如说 Michael Jackson. And I guess in China, one of the most famous lip-syncing sessions happened during the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games when the girl Lin Miaoke actually lip-synced, and it was another girl, Yang Peiyi, whose voice was actually being used.
Yeah, exactly. So in 2008, for the opening ceremony, but also, I mean, if you look at, for example, the Super Bowl recently,with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Actually, the lead singer did, in fact, sing. But the bassist and the guitarist, because there wasn't not enough time, they actually did a form of lip syncing, but it's more accurately referred to as miming, right? They were miming, playing their instruments rather than actually playing.
在超级碗表演环节中上演的那次 lip syncing, 实际上并不是真正意义上的对口型演唱，因为 Red Hot Chili Pepper 的主唱实际上是在真唱，但乐队的贝斯手和吉他手因为准备的时间不足，所以只是假装在演奏 ，more like miming， 哑剧表演或者是双簧表演。但是对口型演唱到底是可以接受的呢，还是不能接受的呢
？Yeah, I think in the United States, while on the one hand there are some fairly prominent cases, in general it is actually frowned upon because it does seem as if you know that it's not genuine. It feels a little bit fake, and also you know if you are a performer, if you are a singer, you should actually have some real talents in doing that. Whereas it seems that with lip syncing, in some cases at least, it has that feeling of making the performance actually quite fake.
所以当 lip syncing 是指对口型演唱的时候，还是具有相当大争议的。主要是因为一方面表演会看上去很假，另一方面呢也无法反映歌手真实的水平。That's the end of this edition of Word of the Week.